Most importantly, just for Russell, as everybody knows, he's an incredible competitor, and it's obviously very difficult for the team, but also very difficult for him, just based on who he is and what he's about. But the health of our players is obviously the first and foremost concern for us as an organization. And I will, just to kind of overview kind of where we've been over the last period of days, Russell's been playing pain-free, but he has experienced some recent swelling, and his performance clearly speaks for itself. I think he's playing probably the best basketball that he has played. But due to the initial injury that was suffered spring of last year, we've had to, and we have to continue to manage the situation appropriately. And as I said earlier, we can see the positives that Russell continues to play at an all-star level. So we're going to have to continue to support him, through this process as he gets back on the floor this year. After consultation and consideration by his surgeon in Los Angeles, there was a plan established that included a series of scheduled MRIs. On the most recent MRI, it was determined by the surgeon that there was an area of concern that had not previously existed or presented itself. From what we've been told, that area was not detectable in the previous images. And from there, it was necessary to have him to L.A. to have it evaluated further. The area of concern has taken a significant amount of time to reveal itself. And we've been told that it stems from the initial injury suffered when a player crashed into Russell last spring, as he was tempted to call the 22nd timeout. That area of the knee has taken a significant amount of time to declare itself. The consulting physician in Los Angeles acknowledged that there was no way to predict or identify the current area. But based on the findings, there was nothing to be done other than to go in and try to alleviate the source of the swelling. So as Russell clears the necessary medical benchmarks that are coming up, he'll be cleared to practice and play, similar to the process that we've been through previously. And the estimated time for his return to play is after the All-Star break. It doesn't necessarily mean the first game after the All-Star break, but we're doing the best we can to provide a window based on the information that we have and also the unpredictability of his recovery. We saw that last time as he came back sooner. As a team, we're going to approach this same frame of mind that we have each time we've been handled a setback or dealt a setback as an organization, as a team. And I'd expect us to delve into it and to find a way to actually improve from this adversity, because a lot of our progress as a team has come from some of the things that have been thrown our way. And I couldn't be more proud of the group that we have. I couldn't be more proud of the group, not only how they've dealt with adversity, but how they've actually grown from it. And I think a big part of that is just kind of the spirit of Westbrook and the fact that it kind of permeates the organization in a lot of different ways, and that's why it's such an important part of the team. And I think it's also an important reason why I believe that as a team we're gonna build from here and find a way to improve upon ourselves by dealing with this. So with that being the case, I'd open it up for any questions, and if there's questions that I can't answer, I will let you know that. Obviously, it's medicine. And I'll do my best to serve as a conduit for any information that you guys can request.
Questions, anyone? Hello?
Say it.
Hello?
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Hey, Sam, I'm just curious how concerned are you guys if this is now a chronic thing, it's 3 surgeries in the last year, and what's the concern or level of concern if this is now a chronic thing that you guys might have to deal with the rest of the career?
Well, I mean, I think it's fair to say that It's disappointing and it's unexpected, but it's also the situation that, you know, that we're presented with. So the way that we're gonna deal with it is we're gonna manage it the best that we can, understanding that, you know, there's going to be management to it, and it's something we're just gonna have to be cognizant of as we go forward. But as I said before, most of all, I'm disappointed for Russell. Not only because he was playing so well, but just because, you know, I know how much he of a competitor he is, how much he loves to play. But, you know, we're going to do everything we can to support him through it. And, you know, we're going to be very aware and understand that we're going to have to be flexible as we go through this.
This is Anthony Slater with Oklahoma. Sam, is this something that kind of popped up after the game, or is it something that kind of the swelling's been kind of progressing, you know, recently?
Well, that's a good question, Anthony. I think, you know, anytime you're coming back from an injury like the one that he suffered, there's gonna be some swelling. But you can deal with that. But it gets to a certain point where, you know, we were managing it and had the knee aspirated a few times because the, you know, his performance, and there was no pain whatsoever, he was experiencing. So we then, once it got to a certain level that was more concerning, that's when we started to increase the images, because we were taking just a pretty strict protocol of MRIs anyway. MRI, that's where there was a bit of a change, enough that we wanted to take a look at it, the surgeon wanted to take a look at it in Los Angeles, and that MRI was taken, I think, the 23rd or 24th, but he was cleared to play because he had no pain and no issues, but there was not a feasible reason for the swelling, and to continue going the way it was would not have been, he would not have been cleared to play. Eventually it would become an issue that had to be dealt with.
Following the scope, are you confident he's going to come back? I remember the last time, you know, following the surgery, you were confident that everything had healed right. I mean, have you learned anything from this one?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things, as I said earlier to the last question, I think we're confident that Russell's going to play at an extremely high level. But I think we have to understand that this is probably something that's going to have to be managed. And we recognize that. And the management of the situation boils down to the fact that when he got hit, the way he got hit, created a situation that you know, we have to be aware of, and we have to manage moving forward.
Sam, I know it's down the road.